know why you guys are starting late today, but so let's bring the, good morning, Paul, or evening, Paul, how are you?
Diane.
Chris.
Let's bring the audience, hello. Let's bring the meeting of the Community Center Committee. Can I have a roll call, please?
Chair Graves.
Here.
Vice Chair Still.
Here.
Member Alexander.
Here.
Member Emmett.
Here.
Sorry, guys, that I was a couple minutes late there. Okay, so a few things to cover. What has changed since our last meeting, staff?
You have your, before you go there, Mr. Chair, you have your approval of the draft minutes.
Oh, let's go ahead and get a motion for that.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, can we get a second? Any discussion?
Yes.
Okay.
We requested to see the property inspection report after we made the tour of the facility.
Did we get that?
I haven't seen it.
Are you listening, Rick, or are you?
Writing.
Okay.
I'll send that out tomorrow.
And then the second one, was about the chain link fence, but it was not correct. Chair Graves raised that.
I just got word from the contract today that it was, they went back and forth and they just finally put the order in, so they are going to replace it. We would help with cleanup until it's replaced.
Okay.
It takes about 2 days. There's no difference in height of the fence. It's the opening sizes of the chain itself.
Really?
How big of a shoe you can put in the fence?
It's not compliant currently?
No. So the code calls for 1 3/4 inch for diagonally, and they're 1 3/4 inch horizontally. And so I may have this backwards. I think it's diagonally. They're 1 3/4 inch diagonally, which is shorter. The horizontal distance is more 2 1/4.
Could be longer than it's from quarter to quarter.
Yeah, which is weird because, you know, chain link is measured diagonally, but the code calls for it horizontally, so it's actually a really special order.
Who is the contractor?
Stockton Fence.
Stockton Fence.
Yeah,
okay.
They've done work with us on the tennis courts.
They should have known that, though.
This is the first time that they've ever run into that, ever, and they've contracted a few. I mean, this is what took so long.
Did we get written up by the county on that?
We did, yes.
Okay, very good. Good, Paul.
We have, 30-day?
We did.
60-day, something like that?
It was 30. It's expired, but they have.
They completely understand it was their responsibility.
They're handling it, yes.
How soon?
It's 1 week or
there's a
new
one there.
The fence will take, they said 2 to 3 weeks to come in.
Wow.
And then the install is just a day.
So the pool will have to be closed?
No. If they're there, we have a lifeguard on, you know.
All right.
But no changes or adjustments, just questions with regards to the minutes. So if there are no adjustments.
Excuse me, one more. We also said that we made a motion that Vice Chair Stevens and recommend the board establish a nonprofit foundation for all elected. Did that happen? What was the result of that?
Wait for staff recommendation.
There was no action taken by the board on that at this time. I believe it was discussed, but the board has a request to have. Well, let's get through the minutes and then we'll take.
No action's been happened yet. Nothing has happened.
It will be. Well, yeah. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Anything further? All those in favor of accepting the minutes as written, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Any presentations this evening?
None.
Okay. So, Community Center Swimming Pool, we're going to get to those.
Okay.
But remember to bring those up when it seems appropriate, Paul, and not to brush them aside. Let's just try to stay on the agenda. Swimming pool and facility status update. Some things have happened at the pool. So staff, what do you got there?
At the last board meeting, we presented a report to the board that made some changes to the hours of operation as well as to the fees. And we provided a copy of that for you. It's this 2-page blue sheet. And it also gave an update of the attendance record from July 22nd when we opened through August the 13th. Farron has updated numbers on that. She can give you those. Before we get there last week, the board is aware we did have some vandalism in the pool. relatively minor. Threw some stuff, some kids, somebody came in the pool, in the pool area, threw some items into the pool and broke one of the pool copings. We put out an inquiry to NAS Pool Supply, the pool service company, and I got a call back yesterday from Tony Adams, and he's going to come in and replace the coping free of charge. Hopefully that'll be done by the end of this week. When they were throwing the umbrella into the pool, it broke one of the pool copings. And so we want to get that replaced.
It's like a nightmare?
It happened sometime overnight, yes. From Friday night, Saturday night to Sunday morning last week. This morning we actually had a break-in. Actually, it was more vandalism than a break-in. We had somebody apparently take a water bottle and throw it into one of the glass windows. And so we have an estimate to repair that. It's about $100. So that's
what's the sheriff doing? The
sheriff took fingerprints, took a report, and they are... And I've had a conversation with Lieutenant Johnson to make sure that they put this, that it gets out to the air, to their SRO, as well as to their CS, or the Community Services Officer, as well as the School Resource Officer, to try and pin down, to try and find out who the culprits are.
Just for clarification purposes, when I said I wanted the whole community to be aware of the community center and being there, that's not what I intended, was for it to attract vandalism. The place has been relatively deserted for the last how long, or not been well kept, and nothing's happened, and the minute we get it and start trying to improve upon it, this happens. But
the prior owners did have vandalism issues, but I don't know the extent of what they are. As a result of this, I've been meeting with, we had some discussion on it today, with respect to putting a video surveillance system in there. There's a product on the market that is on the Verizon network, so it's wireless. It needs power, but it's wireless, and it's a face recognition, and it's got it will alarm you if there's an intrusion during certain times of the day. If you set the parameters up, you can actually call out and say, hey, you in the tan, long sleeve, button down shirt, what are you doing there? You with the gray hair and the glasses. So we're looking into that, and we should hopefully have some information on that in the next week or so.
Great. So, yeah.
So Rick, the implication, I guess, by reading this for first page, by that we're going to end the season, so to speak, for the pool once again.
No. Well, we could if we have staff available and the weather's with us and we're still having attendance, we'd like to keep it open. I think it was discussed in there that it would be dependent upon weather conditions and
I apologize. I don't know what we've done.
Well, we've never. This is our first year.
Well, yeah. We didn't have it.
Yeah. Our splash pad remains open through October, usually, and then we turn it off at the end of October.
How does that turn on over there? I go to the splash pads, they're never on it after 5 o'clock.
After what?
At 5 o'clock at Ravenswood, they don't work.
Well, it's right now there's an issue with it over the last week, but before that, there's a push button on the side of the unit that there's signs up about how to turn on now, but...
There's certain hours there, though?
There are, yeah. But it should be on until 7:30, so every day.
Do these hours follow, the Brentwood Antioch swim season?
Pretty closely.
Pretty similar,
yeah.
Okay. For season-wise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Want to get another update on the other numbers
all
since last week?
Sure. So since last week we had, or since this last report, we've had 480 attendees to the pool, users of the pool, which if you look at the paper that you're looking at now, total average was about 29 users per day for totaling everything weekends before school, after school. And that number's kind of jumped up to 37 since this last report. There have been some parties, large parties on the weekend, which has helped out with that as well. Most of our weekends at the pool have been booked for parties there.
Cool.
And they just pay the fee per person?
They do, yeah. We have a group right now, so if they have over 10, it's $2 a person, plus they have a rental fee, so that they can carry it, is what they've been doing to reserve.
about the, how about the pool equipment, like the furniture, and any ideas on how we can get some furniture in there? Those were donated, are those leftovers or what was in there?
They were left there.
Yeah, more shade would be good. Maybe in our plans, figure out how to make a pergola or something to shade that.
We did look into some options, but just there was really budget money for that, but it's definitely something that we have numbers on.
Right.
And, you know, I guess when we get to find what we're gonna be under budget, is that something that can follow us or not?
How many lifeguards do we have right now on our rotation?
Two.
Just two, okay.
One does at the end of September. But we have some certified lifeguards who are interested in picking up hours. We just didn't have them for them because we just reduced it. So depending on how long we keep the season open and our aquatics classes and what we can get programmed very shortly here, we may have a need for to hire the third, which would just be for a short period, you know, the second. It would still be two, you know, but just to replace the second one that we have now.
And the training doesn't cross over, because one of the youth in our church got a hold of me and said that she had wanted to lifeguard here, but she was trained down at the Brentwood facility, and so the training doesn't cross over to our training. They have to go through a different training, and it was going to be another $25.
We've accepted it. There's a number of certified.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So our lifeguards are from two different certifications, and we've accepted it. The one that she's gone through, I believe, is an Ellis one, and they don't like them to go to other facilities with that.
If it's not Ellis, what would it be?
Red Cross.
I think that's what she did with the Red Cross.
Yeah, we've accepted Red Cross.
Okay.
And then there's a Star Guard. There's a couple others.
If she's Red Cross, she wouldn't. If she's Red Cross only, she wouldn't be able to work in Brentwood because they're only Ellis.
Okay. Then. With regards to the facility, the building itself, nothing has changed. Status of the building has not changed. There's not anything. I guess this would be a good time to discuss what is going on with regards to the board of directors. So you guys are brought up to speed. The board of the CSD board is very cost conscious at this point, or very concerned about what the future investment is going to be in the property. I'm sorry, Chris, I'm going to turn it back.
Are you okay?
That seems to be their whole focus. There doesn't seem to be a vision for what this, there doesn't seem to be the big picture, the vision we're trying to work on, trying to say, hey, what are we going to do with this thing? It's more about what's it going to cost? Is it worth having? Is it worth keeping open? I mean, literally, these questions are being raised at the board meetings. So we weren't ready to hash those out with them at that point, being the only two members that are, well, three members now that are on the board. But so in October, there's another one of these board meetings where we're all going to be there together. We're going to be there, and the board, the directors is going to be there. So it's going to be, we're inviting the balance of the committee that's now not currently on the board, now that you guys are a minority, to that also to have input onto that and hear what their proposals are. Because until the board, my other hat, tells us that we can move forward and that we're going to either rehab that building or rebuild that building, or whatever's going to happen to that building, it makes it very difficult for us to figure out what we're going to do with it or make recommendations. So we're a little bit stagnant with regards to the building itself at this point until we don't absolutely need to be. We still need to be the driving force behind it because nobody else is going to be.
Okay.
I kind of felt like we were being handcuffed a little bit by the board by saying, hey, wait, before you guys go any further, we don't even know if we're going to keep the doors open on this place. So to bring you guys up to date on that, that's kind of what's going on. It doesn't mean that we can't continue to have meetings and continue to try to promote the vision and what we can move forward with regards to what we would like to have happen. But until it's decided what's going to happen with that building, I mean, at this point, the grounds are the grounds. We've already done the pool. we need to work on some programs in the pool. I still think we should try to promote some aquatics and some other things with regards to the pool. You know, I think we I don't know what we can do to get the tennis more involved, but I think Rick had a meeting with the tennis people recently this week, and we'll probably, or Farron too, and some talk about it and find out what's going on with the tennis. But the big elephant in the room is the building. Right. What are we going to do with the building? What kind of program? Are we going to bring in a reading club? Are we going to bring in a live? What are we going to do with that building? Can we do it? If you're not going to invest any money in it, then let us have it to do with it, something with it, just the way it stands. I mean, we may not be able to do banquets, we may not be able to do cooking classes, but we can still do children's reading classes, or we can still do sewing, or we can still do bingo or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I had asked Rick about inviting Catherine Fitzgerald, because I had talked to her, and he said it would be the best time when we're all together. Is that the meeting
that's
you're talking about?
Rick and I had that discussion, and I got your email through Rick, and I appreciate it, Diane. It's a great idea. But there's only two of us that really know what's going on with the options with regards to Hoffman and the county. Even Bill Peace on the board and our new board member, Marianne, doesn't really know. So I think that I agree. I think that's what Rick and I talked about. The best thing to do is on that joint meeting sometime in the 1st of October, when we do this larger workshop environment, kind of where open forum, discussion forum, we'll have Catherine come and give everybody the details on it. And then it doesn't come convoluted from what I thought I heard or what Chris thought he heard, because we've both been in meetings together in separate meetings. So we'll all get the whole scoop, find out exactly where Hoffman leads. Also, that's going to have an opportunity for the county to have another meeting and make sure that they have the latest and greatest, and we'll get the accurate information. So thank you for prompting that, because it is a good idea, and we're gonna we plan to do it when we're all together, so everybody gets all the information at the same time. Because I you remember I made a big deal last week about saying, you know, we don't even know if that's an option, if that funding source is even an option was at this point.
Right.
And so let's hear it from the county and see where they are, because it's up to their negotiation to find out whether we'll ever get those funds released.
Okay. So, do we have a date for this upcoming?
Should be determined.
It'll probably be a
late afternoon workshop.
An in between Wednesday or something like that, between the other two Wednesday meetings, unless Wednesdays don't work for you guys. Do Wednesdays work for you guys or not?
Probably
the first half of October.
Well, after two.
You're not gonna be in town?
I don't know, the first half of October.
Oh wow.
But what was that? I'm sorry.
I won't be here the first half of October.
But that's
okay. When do you get back?
The 16th. Mm-hmm. But that may be relevant. I guess the question that's in my head right now is, it sounds like we got four members here.
Marianne resigned from this committee.
Yeah.
To conform to the rules that were put on this committee by the board.
I understand. Okay. So there's one other guy on the board.
We need one more.
So there is one other guy.
Two other guys.
There's two other guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So do those two other guys, because I know you guys have the numbers, do they know the numbers associated with what we spent all that time the last meeting going over with regard to the renovation versus rebuilding?
One of them was here. One of them was in the heard everything horse's mouth.
Right.
He hung around. He was hovering. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He's not allowed to speak. That's why Marianne's not being antisocial, but the way the
well,
that was CSD law reads,
Brown
Act reads, she's not allowed to.
Well, that was good. So, but the other guy.
And then Mark, who's the fifth member of the board, his level of involvement is
okay.
only he knows.
If I may, you know, let me know what your schedule is, Paul. Send me an email, let me know the schedule. And, you know, it was recommended that we do it the first week of October for a couple of reasons, one of which is my finance manager's out on extended leave, and she's not scheduled to be back until
the first week of October.
Gotcha. So let me know what that is.
Yep.
And maybe we can try and work around that.
Okay. I guess it's just because I really want to understand. If the board's concerned about the money, I want to make sure that if we're going to have a meeting, it's going to include all of us. How are we going to present the situation? What do they need to know? What's the real expected outcome? You know, have we got some alternatives lined up to present? I just don't understand where we're going.
Okay, and that's a great point. But I think that what we need to do is focus on the opportunities that are gonna be in that building. We probably won't be able to do that tonight, but maybe we'll have one more meeting before that meeting where you can be there. We can present what we think are options and uses and viable uses for that building, so we can sell them the need to have that building open. I think that's important to do. I keep looking at Mary, so looking to her, because she was there too for backup on this, but I can't. And so I think it's important for us to create that need. Again, I think we're the drive. I mean, Chris said this to me today. This is, I'm actually plagiarizing him. We're really the drive behind what's going to happen with that community center at this committee, no matter what the board, how the board tries to think that they're in control. And I'm wearing two hats, but they're not going to drive, that board's not going to drive anything. They're just going to analyze stuff. If you want to drive action in that thing, and I may be off base here, and if you don't think I'm on base, please say I'm talking out of turn. But Chris, this is actually, again, I want to give credit where credit's due. This is really the Chris put this nugget in my head about an hour ago. And he's really right. We're the driving, if anything's going to happen with the community center, it's going to come out of this committee. And so even though it seems like we're not accomplishing things, we're accomplishing the only things that are being accomplished. And I want to get a concise list of reasonable events, organizations, uses for that building, so it doesn't get boarded up and left as a white elephant because it's too expensive to work on. I don't care how it stays open, or if it stays open under its current configuration with a coat of paint on it. Now, optimally, I would like to invest $300,000 or $400,000 into it and reconfigure it a little bit and make it a little nicer inside, and it will attract more attention. It would be, puts a couple offices in there if we need it to help with the cost or whatever. But that's not up to us. It's up to them. So we need to try to create that value. Just understand that there are people that not everybody sees it the same way we see it. And that is that this is a positive thing for them.
Sounds like we got 60% of people who should be able to make a decision who are sitting right in this room. So what's wrong with the other 40%?
Please don't go down. Please, this
week. Be recorded?
Yeah, please. Please don't. Please.
Good.
Please.
That's true.
Please.
So we've got hundreds of people going into that facility every week right now, whether they're swimming or playing tennis, but
yeah.
Every day that parking lot is full
in
the mornings.
Yeah.
And the movies, I mean, we're having record crowds for the movies
this last week. Hey, and kudos to Amanda Dove for continuing to put that forward through struggles and challenges and costs and everything else. And major kudos to her for putting that.
Yeah, we went to that one night. That was great.
Friends of the community center. That's how it happens. So we were talking about facility here and stuff, but I think status-wise, I think we need to get some security on that property as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Get that. Make sure that we've got plenty of lighting on that property.
Sure.
I've talked to Rick and Farron about improving some sidewalk access to the existing area. We have tennis people and everything. They have to walk over crushed granite right now. And when I move my flip-flops going to the pool, I have to do the same thing. Or I have to maneuver through a pond that's flooded in the grass area.
Oh,
and
no.
So,
irrigation issues, I guess.
I don't know.
Why is it flooded in the grass area?
What's the status of the water leak?
What's the deal with the water leak?
Flooded
in the grass area.
I think it's prepared.
Why is it flooded all the time?
I was over there last week with, Farron was out last week, and I was over there with one of our staff members, Corey Caldwell, as well as meeting with Valleycrest.
No, Odyssey.
Odyssey, I'm sorry. Working with Odyssey on that leak specifically, and it was pretty wet last week. I'm just letting you know that I did meet with them last week, and I told them to fix it, and...
There were three things. There's a backflow leak, there's a valve leak, and then one of the other stations on the other side of the fence from the turf, one of the heads completely turned around, so it was watering our sidewalks. It wasn't watering. It was watering the wrong way. So the three combined were what was causing the water buildup there, but it's corrected. We still have a little bit of wetness on the north side of the pathway, but it's mostly dried up.
How's the... How long is the construction guys going to use the parking lot as a drop spot for the trash bin or whatever? Is that ongoing or?
It was just through the palms.
Oh, okay.
We just need to bring out the geel. It's a lot more effective and efficient to leave them there and not have them throw it over the top. Just use the equipment to
deal over to clean up. They're done.
Right. Do we have adequate security lighting, and are we planning plans to put more security lighting on the entrances? It's hard to maneuver at the movies. You know, on the corners of the building.
There wasn't. Yeah, there wasn't any plans to put new lighting in. The existing lighting and is in pretty poor condition. The wiring itself, it was kind of a miracle that we got it going in the first place. I did buy some solar floodlights that I added around the pathway.
That was good for the path.
And those were like $15. We could probably invest into some more of those to get some key spots. But I mean, those are probably gonna walk away first if they're gonna take anything. But again, they were.
Can you put them up on the building so it's a little harder to get to?
I'm sorry.
Can they are they floods? Can they be put up
on
the building?
They're high power solar floodlight.
Are they up on the building?
No, they're on the ground. I was lighting up pathways.
Sure, but I mean, from what Chris is talking about, maybe we can get something that we can actually mount up on corners of the buildings to light areas that maybe are dark or
motion sensitive.
Or however, I don't know. But I think that is all part of the whole security issue that we're talking about.
I know, and the vandals also knocked all of our lights off.
Some of them, yeah.
They get fixed or?
Not yet. We have to order parts for them.
And then the grounds area there, I had a nice barbecue for a little league get together one night, and it was great. But we don't really have a landscaping plan yet because we're waiting for the board to make a decision on what to do. Like that white pipe, that PVC.
We kind of stopped with repairs over there. We just kind of handled the stuff that was bleeding, you know, and leaking.
All right.
What they did previously, instead of digging up the broken pipe, the leaking pipe, they just went from an end to an end and capped it off and brought it up over the top.
Yeah.
Yep.
That wasn't the only one like that. We did repair some of the other ones, but that one's still in the back. To do that repair, you probably have to take out the tree. So that's why we haven't done that.
Can we, as a committee, recommend that we get the sidewalk replaced on the east side entrance to the tennis courts that's all aggregate crushed rock right now?
We just talked about it this afternoon. Right. We're going to go ahead and take care of it.
And then the gates are being locked at night, so these guys are hopping the fences to break in. Is that what they're doing? We don't know.
There's been some talk about where they're coming from. They're coming to the homes on the back side of the property.
I'd suggest we get some security signs.
Razor wire across the top of this fence.
Everybody's not our fence. It. Yeah, they're hopping their own fence.
You can always put a fence 2 feet inside of their fence and then put razor wire on top of it. We've had issues with some of those homeowners along there for a long time. Most of them moved away, I think, but we had some real issues. I would think that it would be reasonable for this committee to agree that staff should go ahead and consider the exterior, everything except for that building, to do whatever it takes to maintain it, to light it, to because it's going to continue to be used. That's what its purpose is. So even if the board itself hasn't yet discussed what's going to happen with the building itself, the actual grounds are being used and should be maintained and used. And I'm sure they are, but I'm just making the statement that they should be maintained and as they're going to be for the next foreseeable future. If it takes a little bit of investment here and there to make that happen, I would encourage staff to do that. Did you hear that, Rick?
I did.
Okay.
We do hear that, but just we are a little gun-shy, just so you know, because we are very cost-conscious with the funds, and as you are aware, we have been...
Have we exceeded the budget?
No, we haven't, but we're trying to be very cost-conscious in a lot of different things, and we talked, Fair and I talked before the meeting this evening, Chris and I discussed earlier the subject of the aggregate rock, and it was funny because I was there yesterday and I had this exact same question and I had brought it up to you, but Chris brought it to me, so we're going to take care of that. And those little things we should be taking care of. But just so you know, we do get a little gun-shy when it comes to spending money over there just because of...
We're not talking about investing in our $1 million building.
I understand.
Okay.
We have Zone 8 funds available, right?
but we have budgets for it. So, moving on to the next item.
One thing on that, it's October meeting.
Yes, ma'am.
We could figure out that day, because I really think it's important that Catherine comes, so we could pin her down and...
Staff will be diligent about doing that the next week to 10 days and make sure that everybody's involved. But getting Catherine here, she's pretty cooperative.
Pulling out a little bit earlier.
So... What,
Are we ready for winter in that building? Is that building ready for the winter? I mean, is the windows still broken and water can get in it? Is that building weather tight?
The window's broken because it was broken today.
No, we had an exterior upstairs.
Oh, the upstairs, those are the...
Oh, no, this one.
Those haven't taken over.
Yes.
They're boarded, aren't they?
Yeah, we don't have... The leaks we had last year, we repaired those leaks.
The inspection report didn't say windows are leaking?
Well, the inspection report identified, you know, certain windows and that sort of thing. But the window, the actual leaks were addressed.
All right.
When we did have rain last year.
You know, eventually those windows will have to, if the building stays status quo, need to be replaced with thermal,
There's some doors.
Rated windows.
There's doors.
I mean, we got to preserve it just to a level for short term, hopefully.
Are you looking for something specific, staff, or shall we move on? Okay. So, what we have now is we have a community center, and we need to make sure it's identified as a community center of the community. So, item two talks about options for signs, because we need to have a sign out there that says this is the Discovery Bay Community Center. People still identify that thing as the athletic club.
I disagree.
You don't think we need signs?
No.
Why?
If you're not going to spend money on improving the building or replacing the building, you don't need a sign for it.
So how do you want to identify the park, the tennis court, and the swimming pool?
Word of mouth, and everybody who lives here knows it's there.
Okay. That's one option.
I guess you find it embarrassing to the
board. We can't decide how we're going to spend the money on this, it's a simple thing we're talking about. Why do we want to spend any money on this? That's ridiculous.
Because it's the community center. It's always going to be the community center.
And everybody knows it.
But not only the guys buying a house in Discovery Bay,
I would say that 5% of the population knows it.
Oh,
95%
don't. 5% of the population?
We have 13,000 people here.
We've got a couple signs.
I agree. I don't think a lot of people know.
There's a farmer's market sign that was just put out there a week ago. That. I'll put one of those out in front of the building for you.
Okay. I'll donate.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
One of the first items that this committee considered when it was formed was the logo up there on the screen in front of you, to accept that logo as the official community center logo that we would use on our marketing materials and on the facility and that sort of thing. And we continue to do that. And in fact, the board of directors has also adopted that officially as the community center logo. So what we've been working on in the past couple of weeks are some options. I have two different options for you, proposed options for the community center sign. Some of the things we took into consideration is whether it's a permanent sign or a temporary sign, not knowing the long-term use of the facility. If we put something in with a concrete base, they have to tear it out at a later date. Overall cost considerations, how it's going to look on the site, how it's going to be visible to people walking and or driving down the street, and if it is going to be relocated, what's the ease of that relocation. So we have two options here. One of them, I'm sorry for the size of that, when I was looking at it this afternoon, I think it's too small of a sign. It's only 36 inches. I think it should be a little bit larger than that. I think it should be at least 60 inches. That sign, though, in that configuration, which has a community center logo, it's called high urethane density material. It's a heavy-duty plastic. It's engraved. It looks like wood. It feels like wood, but it doesn't. But it's not. Doesn't have the maintenance that wood would have.
But it doesn't fade. Where
it doesn't fade. It has a, I believe, a 3-year warranty on the clear coat. And so they said to maintain the clear coat every couple of years, and you can come in and just reapply clear coat. So that's relatively simple to do. It has the address there, 1601, surrounded by two posts with a I don't know what you call that type of a sign with what that top looks like, not quite a cornice, but and so I, that sign as it sits right there is approximately installed, purchased, delivered, tax to our site, and then to have our crews set it in concrete and install it is approximately a little under $1,500.
So I would think that if you went to a 60-inch sign, it would be reasonable to think it'd be around $2,600.
I'm going to guess that. We can verify that.
I mean, it's not going to be double, but no. It's not going to be, it's going to be considerably more. I mean, it's going to be 30%, and that's 50%
a,
more.
Yeah, and that's a double-sided sign, so you can see it from both sides. So it would be set at 90 degrees to the street.
Okay. Is that the real address?
1601 Discovery Boulevard. Okay. You could turn it parallel to the street and just have it face the street and be one-sided if you want. That can be determined. And then the other sign is one like we have over at Cornell Park. This sign was put in earlier this year. It replaced the sign that was damaged by vandals. This sign installed was about $5,700, and it's only one-sided. So the writing is not on the other side. Now the logo there, the seal can stay in that configuration, and it already exists. We already have the setup and the design fees already with the vendor. But we could also more than likely change that back to that logo as well. And you can do some other things. You could color in the Cornell Park. You could write in. You could use in the inset. You could paint the inset where it would say Community Center. That's a very permanent sign, and it's not intended to be moved or relocated.
You have the Ravenswood sign, too?
Ravenswood sign is very similar to that. What ended up taking place is the county established their sign ordinances for their parks, and so as the county, as parks came into town under the county, when they developed, it was... They were just specked as in Cornell Park was the only park that did not have that type of a sign. So there's one at Regatta, there's one at Slifer, there's also one at Ravenswood.
It looks similar to this?
Yes.
They have the new logo?
No, they have the old one. In fact, we were discussing how to get those changed out. But those are that's the basic sign that we have here in town that are at our parks. So I'm just looking for, what's the pleasure of the committee? What is it? What would you like us to pursue? Or pursue both of them with the options that I've discussed. Two-sided on this one with maybe a color inset with the logo, or this one with
it doesn't need to the second one doesn't need to say Community Center twice, so it's kind of redundant to have that little logo there and have a big old letters Community Center, so it's kind of funky. It's kind of tacky.
That's so expensive.
Well, yeah, I would think that because we ultimately don't know what the configuration of the front of that property is going to be or exactly where everything's going to be with regards to egress and entrance or entrance and exit, and the cost of that. It may be in 5 years things change. It may be in we may build a new building in 5 years and then finish the front end. And so I would think that finding the right place to put that would be quite a challenge at this point. To be in the right place, it's so much more permanent. The other sign is relatively expensive, as far as I'm concerned. I don't think that's very much money at all. $2,400 for the sign. To go back to kind of what Paul was saying, though, I appreciate what the point of view, but I want to say that we want the entire community to identify with this and have it. I've said this from the beginning, to have it create value for the community, and I think that identifying it as such helps to move down that road of creating value for the property. If we're not willing to identify it as our property, then I don't know how we expect the community to buy off on it being their property. What the board decides or not decides to or not do. we're not gonna fill the pool in with concrete, and we're not gonna, you know, let the tennis courts get run over by weeds and close, and let the lawn die and close the place down. It's gonna be a community center, no matter what happens with the building. And the building's really the only thing that's the big question right now, is how much money is gonna be, is the board willing to spend to invest in that prior to having community involvement. But again, even if you're trying to get a benefits assessment passed through legislation or through election, I think it's beneficial to identify what the piece of property is you're asking them to participate in.
Does the staff have an idea or location yet, or can I make a suggestion?
Please.
Do you have an aerial? I think we need to mark the property. I think it's important that you know, all properties that are substantial be identified for the community and for, so.
I will, while you're doing that, Rick, I wanna bring the committee up to date too on the parking lot, as I was looking at the Chris player on the picture there. The parking lot was repaired where there was a lot of issues. We had that big circular area taken out. We're having that slurry sealed in how long, Rick? 2 weeks?
A month? When did Virgil say he was going to have that?
I think it's 2 to 3 weeks. It's
2 to 3 weeks, that whole area is going to be slurry sealed, and then we don't know about striping yet?
No.
That includes striping?
The slurry seal is kind of a deal for them to store materials, so we're getting that done free.
I understand that.
The striping is going out as part of a bid package for the slurry sealing of all the other parking lots. So
are we up for those?
I haven't released that bid yet, so I can't give you a date
okay.
on when that will
be. But anyway, just to bring the committee up to date, the parking lot will, because right now it's pretty much in the same kind of shape it is that we bought it, except the holes have been filled in, the water leaks have been fixed, and that large area was removed from the corner, and it was patched, I believe, right? It was asphalted. Now we just have to seal the whole thing. And so that update will occur, which will help with the appearance of the front of the building. Or the front of the property. It won't change the front of the building at all, but it'll advance the property.
Is that okay, Chris?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah,
a little bit tighter.
Some ideas on it. But are both these signs pretty compatible with the hard water we have out here? And, you know, are they going to have a nice white ring on them real easily? Or does that protective coating not allow that? Or so I'm wondering if we need to put it in the grass area or on the south end of the property, you know, where the dirt. You know.
I was thinking the grass. It is... take it down. I believe it's 2 to 3 feet off the ground.
Oh, okay.
The self-standing, the simulated.
Yeah. Right. And just so you know, I'm also looking at, in Director Steele brings up a valid point.
On the bottom.
You're saying, you got the hand there.
There's no indication in this building here that you're here. And so I'm looking at replacing, as Director Steele and Director Graves know, or not replacing, but adding a sign that has the logo, or the seal, I should say, the round one, to the front of this building right here, in a very similar setup with the two-post setup.
Yeah, that's nice.
Out there?
Right out front here.
Okay.
After you get done with that?
When you come here to the inside, yes.
I would just suggest that we put the sign by the first entrance. I don't...
Or just past the first entrance, maybe.
Something,
okay.
Yeah.
Or centered on the flagpole or something.
Yeah.
So right here?
Either side of the driveway. Yeah, it's all dead on the south, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is there a flag? Oh.
I think it's better to be like that perpendicular, you guys. So
that was a flagpole.
Yeah.
Is there a flagpole there?
Like,
there's a flagpole there. Where is it?
The 90 degrees on both sides, yeah.
Where's the flagpole? Over here?
Yeah, front center.
Right here?
Yeah, in the center.
Yeah, right over here.
Yeah.
There you go.
Flagpole's right there?
Right in front of the flag.
Well, I'm a symmetrical guy. You know, I got that ADD thing going. I got that OCD thing going. So for me, it'd be like I would put it right in line with the walkway, the flagpole, and the front entrance, and put it right there. That's what I.
That's awesome.
But not for any other reason other than I'm a symmetrical guy.
I love it.
I just, we'd have to clear up the trees a little bit there because I know that there's some visual.
Okay, go back. How come you're not showing this curb?
Show the sidewalk?
Show this. go this way with it. Okay, that's good. Where, what are you saying?
So when you start driving through there, those trees...
right here?
Probably, yeah, they just distract you from seeing the sign before you get to that point, because we just have to raise them.
The only thing about putting it here is you almost think you'd have to have one at both entrances, yeah, than if you had them at the entrance, but
right,
but you wouldn't necessarily. But and it's not extremely permanent. I mean, it's only permanent for a few years. Who knows? A year, 2 years, 3 years. Who knows how long it's going to take to get a change in the layout? What's your plan on the splash pad? Isn't there supposed to be a splash pad going in here?
No, it would be on the back side, but that's been put on hold until you guys decide.
Over here?
Yeah. Because in the future, the idea is that pool would disappear and there'd be a pool on the other side of the splash pad.
This would be in the middle of a building if we did it here, in a future building.
Mm-hmm. We don't want to move it.
No, I don't want to move it either.
There's no plan to put anything in until there's a plan with where you guys are going to have layout.
Well, and
I stay on topic.
What's that?
On the sign topic.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So I personally would recommend the less expensive sign because of its ability, because it's less expensive and it's basically going to be a temporary structure. It's not going to be permanent.
You know, and before, and we can order that tomorrow if we needed to. But before it goes out, before we go to put it in, we can take it out there and go out and have two guys hold it and see where the best place is.
I'm sure everybody sees it.
And so that it's at the, so we would get the best location for it. So we can certainly do that.
And maybe a little bit bigger, maybe a 4 footer.
Yeah,
well, definitely. Yeah, when I was
just 60.
When I was talking to you this afternoon, I started thinking, well, maybe 36.
Look what Hoffman did across the street, and you can barely read that stuff.
And speaking of the other sign, since you mentioned Hoffman, the one on the corner of the church, I started conversations with them yesterday regarding that. They thought that sign belonged to us, and I told them, no, you own that land.
That's our easement.
It belongs to you.
I thought that's our easement.
Well, it will eventually be our easement. That easement hasn't been granted yet.
What are we waiting for? Doesn't it happen?
It was going to happen after the close of escrow.
Right.
So, it needs to be surveyed. It just needs to take place.
Yeah, that right now is this tennis and a racquetball. Another, back on the sign topic too, maybe we get some temporary signage. I'm not really a banner fan or something, but if we could direct people to the, I know we've got some little pool signs that are stuck in the ground or something, but if we could put something more substantial on the building so that half the people that went to that pool party with me shook the front door, and I was like, I don't know what you didn't you see the sign? But anyway, if we could figure that out, that would be good. Or, you know, that chain link fence is a great spot where the gate is. Put a banner up there that says, you know, pool.
So when they come into the pool, they enter over like they're going to the tennis courts, right? They enter that gate on the left of the building. And the tennis players enter that plate way now, too. Nobody enters from the front of the building. The building's locked up at this point.
That's the main entrance right now.
Okay. It would be good to identify that as the main entrance to the property.
Or the community center banner or something. It'd be cool there.
Anything else about the signs? Okay, so are we making a decision on the sign, or are we bringing a decision back to the board on the sign?
It is well within my spending authority to do the sign.
I think we should take a vote.
Yeah, I think we should take a vote. Okay. I will make a motion that we adapt the first sign we saw, which is the more temporary sign, and that we have it, as long as there's not a substantial, not to exceed $2,800 by size, but to increase the size of that sign.
I'll second.
Okay, motion made. Second. Any further discussion? I didn't ask you for your vote yet. Any comments from the? Oh, I can't. We can't have any comments from that. How you doing back there? How you doing? All those opposed. We got
no.
No. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it's 3-1. Thank you. Item 3, I think, needs to be tabled. As discussed, until we have the larger meeting, the workshop. I'm going to call it a workshop so everybody has equal input in it. Item 4.
I've been discussing with Dr. Rick Pierce, who, by the way, is our lifeguard certification person. He's actually, he's certified to certify lifeguards, if that makes sense. So he's actually been a big help for us. And I've been discussing with him to bring in a swim team in starting next year. And he wants to bring in a, work on that, kids to come in. The team in Brentwood is called the
Aqua Knights or the Dolphins?
The Dolphins. So something similar to that in Discovery Bay. And
this will be awesome.
And I will be attending a concept meeting at his home as soon as he calls it in the next few weeks.
Is our pool configured in a way that it can work for that?
Small team.
Huh?
Small team.
I mean, but even in competition?
You'd probably go somewhere else.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be the hosting training. Events?
No.
We don't have that kind of configuration with that pool?
It's
not enough lanes?
Yeah.
You need to have like six lanes or something, don't you?
Yeah.
But we could be a base for it, right?
They could
train
the
here, though.
They could practice.
They could train, yeah.
What's the depth?
It goes from 4 feet to, or 3.5 to 9. But it varies.
It's got a deep end.
I think there used to be a diving board.
Yeah, there was.
Go up to view and then reset.
What's going on?
I was trying to bring the pool over.
That's okay. It's good.
All right, we got it.
Okay. Other programming discussion.
Now, Andrea said that the person who runs the kitchen at Seltzer School had offered their kitchen as a place to have cooking classes, as you said, off-site. Is there anything you want to talk about that?
One of the things that we... One of the items that's included in this year's budget is a coordinator position, programming coordinator position. And with all the issues that have been going on with the future of the building, and that position was funded for, I believe, 9 months of the year. So July, August, September were not funded. So theoretical start date around October, so that we would have a rollout of a modest program after the first of the year. So that is what it's moving now back. It is certainly something that I think is a great idea, and we would love to include it. It just hasn't happened yet, because none of those have happened yet, because that position hasn't been filled. But there are some other programs that I think Baron has with respect to the pool, and I know that while she can't say anything, there's some yoga class that we're working with, and possibly a couple of other classes that we want to bring in.
In the building?
Yeah, well, tennis and aquatics is what we've been primarily focusing on right now, because the building in its current state is unusable. There's certain things that we need to, we could use if we have interest, but there's people who've called, wanted to do memorial services there, wanted to use the room for, you know, birthday party, but it's not cleared out. There's some problems with the flooring in the back. There's certain items. I know it's been discussed about using volunteers, and we're on our way through our fingerprinting process for that, to be able to use them. It's about probably 6 weeks out for that final.
And nothing inside.
Yeah, and so, yeah, there's certain things that would have to happen in the building, I think, to be able to utilize it fully, the rooms that are available. One, it'd have to be cleared out. There's still a lot of equipment left. Some of it was sold and then left. They tried to donate it.
Can I interrupt a second?
Sure.
Rick, would you please put on a future agenda item for our next meeting that we can have a list of things that would have to be done to the building to use it in its current state? Obviously, not exactly its current state, but what would have to be done to be able to use it for a memorial service? What would have to be done to use it for a, you know, just set tables up in there and have a meeting in there or whatever? What has to be done? I mean, we've already cleaned the carpets, we've already cleaned the walls, we've already done a tremendous amount of spent money on cleaning the thing. What's left to be done so we as a committee know what programs we can consider? I will speak to the fact that Marianne talked to talked to Brentwood and got a copy of their MOU that their community center has with their senior, I'm going to say it wrong, but the senior group there that uses the facility, with an understanding of what responsibilities are with regards to providing the building and responsibilities are with regards to what programs are going to be there. And staff has a copy of that MOU, I believe. And that's another, and that's something that Mary Ann's working on her own. She's also, as a board member, with the tremendous amount of interest in the community center and abilities to do that and background in that, is also working on programs such as that. So we need to know why we can't use the building, other than the fact that we just don't have anybody to keep it open during the day. But if there's an actual function that somebody wants to use the building for, why couldn't that building be used for that function at the Warrior Center? It's not closed because it's contaminated. It's not closed because it doesn't have bathrooms. It's not closed. Why can't it be used for that? And again, we need to create value for that building before the October meeting, so we can talk to the board and say, these are the things we want to do with that building, either in its current state, or you need to improve the building because this is how important these programs are to the success of the community center.
Great.
How about that?
So we're making a list of programming ideas. I was just brainstorming with my family tonight. And again, bingo is a great, if we can get the Friends of the Community Center involved to help coordinate programming and offer volunteer services, I think bingo is a hit. I know it's a hit, and that would may have some revenue for the community center. We have artists that are already ready to go that want to have art classes inside there. We've got some sort of fitness instructors that do light, you know, just with mats, do some yoga, and I think those are important. I was wondering about having an event there that was an art and wine party on a Friday night for adults, and what would the logistics be for that, to have alcohol on the property? I don't know what the requirements are. Can the town get a liquor license, a permanent one, or how do you accommodate that on a regular basis? And, you know, the first Friday of the month, a date night or whatever it's going to be. But
and I also think that it was something that Chris mentioned 6 months ago, and Mary Ann mentioned to me yesterday, can I refer to her even though she can't talk? Is that it would be awesome. One of the, you know, we want to get that building in a place where at least it looks decent and have facilities. We can bring tables in from here or wherever and have a chamber function there.
Yeah.
So we get the business owners involved in what's going on in Discovery. The local business owners know that the facility is there and it's available, and to get the word out, in Paul's favorite way, by word of mouth, to as many people as we possibly can, and have a chamber function there.
It's hard to have big deals there too, and it looks ugly on the outside. I guess we don't want to paint it.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I got to tell you something. Just in case Rob's listening to it. I was down at Bill Brandt for yesterday for a chamber conference. That's not a beautiful building from the outside. It doesn't really matter what's on the outside. It's people that are on the inside that makes a difference, right? I mean, it's just...
Yeah, there were a lot of nice cars on the outside.
Yeah, the outside looked really nice with all the cars. I'm being semi-facetious there, but it's really... But again, if the community sees what we need, you know, what the possibilities of the building are, and yes, the building is kind of ugly, and yes, the building is run down, and yes, the building does need help, so we need investment. We need people to buy off on the fact that it needs it, and you got to show them the reality of it. This is what you have now. We need a little bit more than that. It's going to take involvement of the whole community to make that happen. And if they turn us down, at least we tried. I'm not saying that from the standpoint as a trying to get out of the response. I'm saying we need to make a concerted effort to market this thing, to get investment from the community through whatever process we need to do that, which is going to be very difficult to do, but we have to make that effort because that's the only way we're going to get a community center that we can really stand out in the community and in the surrounding areas.
You know, we can throw, I just leaned over and asked Farrell, we can probably relatively easily just schedule the guys to come in and just throw a coat of paint on the front of the building. They're not getting any repairs done.
You might even be able to contact one of your local guys to give you a hand with that.
We might be able to contact
him. Yeah, there's some friends of the community center that would help on that.
And so, what kind of action? Does it take an official action of the board for a committee for a nonprofit? Have we abandoned that thought of having a nonprofit foundation to raise money for the community center? And does it take an action of the board to do that?
Isn't that just people in private doing that, and then they just come to the board and offer support? I mean, the board doesn't...
Well, it gives a mechanism for... It gives a mechanism for... It doesn't give a mechanism for tax-free deduction, I don't believe. Well, if that's a nonprofit, it does. And then it also...
There's a misnomer, just to be clear. Anybody can donate to the Town of Discovery Bay Community Services District.
Earmarked for.
Earmarked to the community center, or earmarked to a park, or for anything, and that is a tax deductible.
Fully deductible.
Fully deductible tax.
Really?
There's some...
Okay,
because we are a nonprofit, tax-free public agency.
So here's a funky thing. So if I want to do bingo, the towns don't do bingo, and so a foundation would have to come in and do bingo.
Well, but and also if you have a foundation, you tend to generate... You're not just giving the money to the town, you're giving it to something that's identified, and people I feel a little more comfortable knowing that thinking their money may not just end up in the general fund and being spent on something it should be spent on,
yeah.
Because it's going into the same account, but it's yes. A dedicated account, and it makes people feel better about contributing to it.
Or an annuity or something.
And because it's controlled by a board of directors separate from the town, the foundation has its own board of directors. And I think that I still think we should try to move forward with that.
I brought this to the community center committee 2 years ago, and I'm a big fan of it. It's just literally, it's finding the time. If we had somebody that wanted to assist with that and grab the bull by the horns and help us work with that to do some of that legwork, I would love for that to take place.
So if somebody
what kind of legwork does that involve? Don't we just need an attorney to drop the papers?
Well, it's not just that. It's the establishment of the foundation. When you establish the foundation, it's not just the foundation. If you don't have the people that you appoint that are appointed to the board of directors of the foundation, they need to be, and I'm going to use this term loosely, they need to be deep pockets and know a lot of people with deep pockets. So that they open
and they
up their
Rolodexes.
They need
to be passionate about the cause, too.
They need passionate. So they open up their Rolodexes, and then they open up their Rolodexes, and so on and so forth. And right. So it goes a lot further.
The Wire Foundation struggles.
You're just talking about money.
I don't have any deep pockets.
This foundation could organize activities like the bingo and stuff, too.
Could do all the programming.
There are some communities that turn their...
I think we
their,
should discuss that.
...their centers directly to the... Turn over to the foundations.
I think
and they wash their hands.
Have that on the agenda for the workshop. That the board could actually take action on it that night if we wanted to.
And Greenplay was a resource on that. They did have a model and they
don't know enough to.
Yeah.
Well, a real foundation, you file with the state, you pay fees.
Well, it's going to be a real
foundation.
Well, it's not much though. I mean, I put mine together for $800.
Totally legal.
I did mine including corporate fees, filing with the state of California, controller's office, all that stuff. Secretary of State, excuse me. I think we ended up total like $1,100. But I was very fortunate. Usually it's $3,000 or $4,000.
I'm not good. But that would be a separate. Could the town possibly give the seed money to get that started, and then that would just form itself? Or would we don't know.
The town, the board could vote to
just allow
to establish the foundation with funds from the community center committee. I mean, we have funds in the community center chest enough to do that, we could easily, by direction by the board, establish the foundation. The question would be establishing the board of directors. That's where it gets a little bit weird. I think first you need to line up your board of directors,
sure.
And make sure they're in line before you create the foundation
the
and then try to find
it.
Yeah, you need to go to the community and say, how engaged are you in this? Are you really engaged? You know, would you be willing to? And then you find yourselves a group of eight that are willing to, and you pick either seven or five of them to be on the board.
And then you have minutes from that meeting saying this is what you're doing.
And they choose to meet whenever, how often they want to, depending on how much rope they're given. If the song does come back to the board of directors, unfortunately.
I'm just not clear on the agenda item, how specific it was, Kevin, on what you were suggesting.
Well, we'll talk about it a little bit more before
all right.
The time comes. Other programming?
I wanted to talk about aquatic programming, and I think that Rick and Farron, you're working with for a swim team, that's great, but I think in the longevity of the pool, as long as it's there, we probably would be good if we had a lifeguard certification program and adopt some sort of a annual schedule that people know that, you know, in the fall they get ready for the spring or something. I don't know, but I think we should try to get some of our local talent to, you know, become lifeguards locally, and maybe that would be a good, maybe that revenue generator. I mean, $25 here, $50 there, might add up. I don't know.
Okay, item number five is a twofold item that somehow doesn't, my agenda says it, and that is, we need to discuss real briefly the appointment of a new member to the committee. I don't know how that's not on the agenda. My fault for not seeing that when it came through, Mike, because I did approve the agenda the way it stands, but that should have been on there. So the process is what? We can't do anything on it tonight because it's not on the agenda, but what's the process?
Well, you...
Who appoints the new member?
You,
this committee?
No, the board of directors appoints the new board member.
And basically all the requirements that they're a member at large?
That they are a member at large, they're a well, different from the board of directors. They just need to be a member at large, yes.
Okay, so that needs to be on our next, gosh, it's not going to be on ours. Let me think about this for a minute. We need to make a recommendation to the board, though. The board approves it.
I can go out and I can solicit, you know, the way we've done it in the past. We can go out and we can do that.
But don't we have some applications, and don't we have somebody else that's already interested?
Well, we can go back to the prior applications.
What about the gal that came in here from the YMCA?
Yeah, we
can talk to her.
See if she would be willing to at least sit on.
Carolyn, I believe, has her contact info still.
Yeah.
You know what we're talking about? Would you get a hold of her and see if she'd be interested in serving on the committee?
Yep.
And then the committee will make a recommendation to the board, and the board just has to approve it. So let's put that on our next community center committee agenda.
Carol's got it.
Okay. And then availability for another meeting. Unfortunately, the in-between Wednesday next month is 9/11, and that's not going to work because of all the different events that are occurring that day that I'm involved with. So...
You're talking about meeting just us, together.
Yes. One more time before the big workshop, so we can be concise and deliberate in our. So, what are you guys thinking? 18th, we're out of town at a CSDA convention.
And it's a regular board meeting.
Not for me though. I'm gonna be. The reason it got moved was because two of us are gonna be gone.
What about the?
So it could be the 10th. It could be the 24th. No.
I can assume.
The October meeting is probably gonna be the 9th. Right, Rick?
That's what I would suspect. Yes.
Isn't there an extra Wednesday in September?
No.
We don't want any Wednesday or Mondays.
Monday the 16th doesn't work. The 23rd would work for me.
The 23rd does not work for me at all.
Okay.
How about the 9th? Is that too soon?
I think that, you know, the 28th.
Why, Tuesday doesn't work for you? Is that right, Diane? Tuesday's tough for you?
Well, the 1st and the 3rd don't work for me. There's a Lions on the board there.
What, the 10th?
The 10th I'm supposed to work.
What about
9th or 10th?
10th doesn't work. Or 10th, I meant. I'm sorry, not the 9th. I meant the 10th.
Monday or Tuesday then?
I could do the 9th, I guess. I try not to.
Mondays are tough.
I try not to schedule things on Mondays. Cause we'll say why.
It's football right now.
Well, that and it's the night my wife's not home, so I got the place to myself. I try to stay home.
How about Tuesday?
Did I record that? She never listens. Tuesday the 10th, I meant to say. Does that not work for you, Diane?
Well, I'm just going to have to tell them I can't work that night.
Well,
I could try and do it.
I don't want to.
They'll have time to find something else.
Work at?
Pittsburgh Library. I'm working there every Wednesday.
Volunteer? Or?
No, I work as a librarian there.
Oh, you're a librarian then. Well, it's up to you. I could do the 9th. I don't really show. I don't have my other calendar with me, so I don't show my work schedule. but I don't think I have anything.
I would say either the 9th or the 10th or the 24th. Because the next meeting after that's going to be the joint workshop anyway.
I know, but for you, for staff, is that adequate time if we do something sooner than later?
Not, well, let's go back and review if we can those future agenda items you want at the next meeting. The first one is the status of the building and what it would take to get it
To get it usable as is right now.
In terms of bringing tables, getting tables and chairs. And
fair length?
Yeah, she had to get home because of the child.
I wish her to say goodbye.
I waved her goodbye.
Thank you.
So that's one. The foundation was the other one. The committee appointee.
Oh, wait, yeah.
The chamber next for that month.
What's that?
The Tuesday, the 24th.
Yeah, you know, that's going to be right after, the California Run for the Fallen and Veterans Appreciation Day here at Discovery Bay. That's going to be a tough week for us.
I'll make a motion. We do the 9th on Monday.
All right.
That's California Emissions Day. Does anybody
What is that
right?
They don't celebrate it anymore.
I know they don't. I used to have it as a holiday.
Is it school day? Yeah. What is it?
It's California Emissions?
You guys, is it a holiday for the government?
No.
I don't think it is anymore. It used to be. It's the day California was admitted to the Union.
Oh, okay, well.
9/9/49.
We'll all have a single mile.
Yeah, take my money not away from me, okay.
Oh, that's right. You know, kids are charging me one night.
Charge?
Oh, that's opening night. That's opening night, week one football. It's your
all right. Which one? Let's try the 10th. Let's try the 10th. 10th would work better for me anyway.
I amend my motion.
I don't think it needs to be a motion, just does it?
Consensus is fine.
Yeah. Whatever you guys can do.
Okay. I got it down.
Got that, Carol?
Yep.
All right, thanks everybody. Meeting is adjourned.
I can tear